the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Monday, the 27th of February, 2023, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, Synergy Energy, Cambay Farm Out and CCS Update. Roland Wessel, Synergy's CEO, visited several companies in Delhi and Ahmedabad concerning the Cambay field farm-out process. These companies are finalising their due diligence and detailed technical and commercial discussions are ongoing. Synergy is optimistic that a farm-out arrangement will be achieved, enabling the commencement of the field development in 2023. At four, 88 Energy, Hickory 1 pre-spud operations on track. The ice pad construction nearing completion, mobilisation of the Nordic Kalisa Rig 2 and operations equipment to commence shortly, and spud of Hickory 1 well on track for early March 2023. At 3, UK Oil and Gas, Horsehill water reinjection update. UK Oil and Gas announced that as a necessary precursor to its planned Horsehill 2Z Portland Formation water reinjection project, the company has now installed three shallow groundwater monitoring boreholes at its 85% owned producing oil field. The water injection program seeks to improve the field's net earnings by approximately £250,000 per annum by eliminating the substantive cost of tankering and disposing produced saline formation water at distant third-party sites. At two, Vast Resources, report on technical program for bait supply mine, exploration target for mineral resource upgrade and establishment of an ore reserve. Vast Resources announced the receipt of a technical program report for its bait supply polymetallic mine, which sets out a plan for the drilling program for the purpose of establishing an enlarged JORC-compliant mineral resource and, in due course, an ore reserve for its license renewal in August 2024. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from Premier African Minerals, Zulu assay results. Premier African Minerals report on assay results at the Premier's Zulu Lithium and Tantalum project. These results are from the boreholes that are located within the area planned to be mined under operation for the pilot plant and will constitute a portion of the mineral resource update required to support the DFS. George Roach, CEO, commented, "We continue to see good intersections within the main spodumene-rich pegmatite that are both encouraging for the long term and supportive of our decision to commence operations with a large-scale pilot plant as we have done." For more details on any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.